May 2004. Alice first thought of peeking inside the week after she was diagnosed, but she didn't. Fortune cookies, horoscopes, tarot cards, and assisted living homes couldn't tempt her interest. Although closer to it every day, she was in no hurry to glimpse her future. Nothing in particular happened that morning to fuel her curiosity or the courage to go have a look inside the Mount Auburn Manor Nursing Center. But today, she did. The lobby did nothing to intimidate her. An ocean-seen watercolor hung on the wall, a faded oriental carpet lay on the floor, and a woman with heavily made-up eyes and short, licorice black hair sat behind a desk angled toward the front door. The lobby could almost be mistaken for that of a hotel, but the slight medicinal smell and the lack of luggage, concierge, and general coming and going weren't right. The people staying here were residents, not guests. "Can I help you?" the woman asked. "Yes. Do you care for Alzheimer's patients here?" "Yes, we have a unit specifically dedicated to patients with Alzheimer's. Would you like to have a look at it?" "Yes." She followed the woman to the elevators. "Are you looking for a parent?"
"I am," Alice lied.
They waited. Like most of the people they ferried, the elevators were old and slow to respond. "That's a lovely necklace," said the woman. "Thank you." Alice placed her fingers on the top of her sternum and rubbed the blue paste stones on the wings of her mother's Art Nouveau butterfly necklace. Her mother used to wear it only on her anniversary and to weddings, and like her, Alice had reserved it exclusively for special occasions. But there weren't any formal affairs on her calendar, and she loved that necklace. So she'd tried it on one day last month while wearing a pair of jeans and a t-shirt. It had looked perfect. Plus, she liked being reminded of butterflies. She remembered being 6 or 7 and crying over the fates of the butterflies in her yard after learning that they lived for only a few days. Her mother had comforted her and told her not to be sad for the butterflies, that just because their lives were short didn't mean they were tragic. Watching them flying in the warm sun among the daisies in their garden, her mother had said to her, "See, they have a beautiful life." Alice liked remembering that. They exited onto the third floor and walked down a long, carpeted hallway through a set of unmarked double doors and stopped. The woman gestured back to the doors as they shut automatically behind them. "The Alzheimer's special care unit is locked, meaning you can't go beyond these doors without knowing the code." Alice looked at the keypad on the wall next to the door. The numbers were arranged individually upside down and ordered backward from right to left. "Why are the numbers like that?"
"Oh, that's to prevent the residents from learning and memorizing the code."
It seemed like an unnecessary precaution. If they could remember the code, they wouldn't need to be here, would they? "I don't know if you've experienced this yet with your parent, but wandering and nighttime restlessness are very common behaviors with Alzheimer's. Our unit allows the residents to wander about at any time, but safely and without the risk of getting lost. We don't tranquilize them at night or restrict them to their rooms. We try to help them maintain as much freedom and independence as possible. It's something we know is important to them and to their families." A small, white-haired woman in a pink and green floral housecoat confronted Alice.
"You're not my daughter."
"No, sorry, I'm not."
"Give me back my money."
"She didn't take your money, Evelyn. Your money's in your room. Check your top dresser drawer. I think you put it there." The woman eyed Alice with suspicion and disgust, but then followed the advice of authority and shuffled in her dirty white terry cloth slippers back into her room. She has a $20 bill she keeps hiding because she's worried someone will steal it. Then, of course, she forgets where she put it and accuses everyone of taking it. We've tried to get her to spend it or put it in the bank, but she won't. At some point, she'll forget she owns it, and that'll be the end of it. Safe from Evelyn's paranoid investigation, they proceeded unimpeded to a common room at the end of the hallway. The room was populated with elderly people eating lunch at round tables. Upon taking a closer look,
Alice realized that the room was filled with elderly women. There are only 3 men? Actually, only 2 out of our 32 residents are men. Harold comes every day to eat meals with his wife. Perhaps reverting to the cootie rules of childhood, the 2 men with Alzheimer's disease sat together at their own table, apart from the women. Walkers crowded the spaces between the tables. Many of the women sat in wheelchairs. Most everyone had thinning white hair and sunken eyes magnified behind thick glasses, and they all ate in slow motion. There was no socializing, no conversation, not even between Harold and his wife. The only sounds other than the noises of eating came from a woman who sang while she ate, her internal needle skipping on the title line of By the Light of the Silvery Moon over and over. No one protested or applauded. As you might have guessed, this is our dining and activities room. Residents have breakfast, lunch, and dinner here at the same times every day. Predictable routines are important. Activities are here as well. There's bowling and beanbag toss, trivia, dancing and music, and crafts. They made these adorable birdhouses this morning. And we have someone read the newspaper to them every day to keep them up on current events. There's plenty of opportunity for our residents to keep their bodies and minds as engaged and enriched as possible. And family members and friends are always welcome to come and participate in any of the activities and can join their loved one for any of the meals. Aside from Harold, Alice saw no other loved ones. No other husbands, no wives, no children or grandchildren, no friends. We also have a highly trained medical staff should any of our residents require additional care. Do you have any residents here under the age of 60? Oh no, the youngest is, I think, 70. The average age is about 82, 83. It's rare to see someone with Alzheimer's younger than 60. You're looking at one right now, lady. How much does all of this cost? I can give you a packet of information on the way out, but as of January, the Alzheimer's Special Care Unit rate runs at $285 a day. Alice did the rough math in her head. About $100,000 a year. Multiply that by 5, 10, 20 years. Can I answer anything else for you? No, thanks. She followed her tour guide back to the locked double doors and watched her type in the code. 079-1925. She didn't belong here.